Welcome to the Luxury Listing Specialist Podcast with Michael Lafito, where top luxury agents reveal their best practices, plus interviews with real estate industry influencers, thought leaders, and luxury marketing experts. You'll come away from each episode with new strategies and tactics to dominate high-end homes in any market. And now for the latest episode of Luxury Listing Specialist. Here's your host, luxury real estate expert, coach, and trainer, Michael Lafito.
Welcome back to another episode of Luxury Specialist. I'm your host, Michael Lafito. We are excited to come to you today with a informative and meaningful, episode with a special guest. But before I bring on our guest, just a reminder, if you guys have any questions as you're listening this, as you're watching the replay, if you're driving, you'd always shoot us an email, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com, michael@marketingluxurygroup. You see it on the screen there if you're watching a replay or watching live, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. Just a few announcements, updates. Don't forget our upcoming book, Secrets of Top Luxury Agents, which I believe will be a bestseller and, more importantly, be very informative for the veteran agent as well as the newer agent, no matter if you're a large franchise or smaller boutique. April is when we're going to be releasing that, and we have some amazing co-authors from the Forward, which is written by Glenn Stearns, Undercover Billionaire, to industry icons such as Jack Cotton, Julie Fopple, just to name a few. So again, April, keep an eye out for that. You can go to secretsoftopluxuryagents.com, secretsoftopluxuryagents.com to get on the list if you are interested in getting the release of the book first thing. It will be on Amazon, but Secrets of Top Luxury Agents. Again, we have a lot of upcoming luxury designation trainings in 2024. The next is going to be in March in Scottsdale. You can go to luxurydesignation.com/Scottsdale, followed by Houston in April, luxurydesignation.com/Houston. Miami Realtors is having us in May, so luxurydesignation.com/Miami. We are also going to be in Cabo and Nashville this summer, So we're excited. And if you're interested in hearing more about the designation, you can go to luxdesignation.com or go to luxurylistingspecialist.com. All right. So one of my goals, one of my initiatives is to increase diversity in luxury real estate. And perhaps you've seen me speak before. You know, I'm a big believer in being involved and being a member of the various affinity groups. And today we're going to be talking about NAREP, the National Association of Real Estate Professionals, and I have the executive director from NAREP, Jason, is joining me today in studio. So, Jason, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate what you're doing, not just for NAREP, but for the industry, and thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, Michael. Thank you. Hello to everybody.
And you and I first met. I was a moderator for Leading Real Estate Companies of the World. They had a webinar week, and our topic was diversity in real estate. And of course, you were on along with some other guests. And so I'm going to, I want you to share a little bit about, I'm going to share a couple screens here. So this is for those of you that are not familiar with what NAREP is. You can go to NAREP.org for more information, NAREP.org for more information. And check out their website. They have various conferences, which I've attended. And you can go to NAREP.org. And NAREP stands for National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. For those of you that didn't know, National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. Give us a little, I'm going to pull it up on the screen, but give us a little history on NAREP. And then we'll go into kind of some of your day-to-day as, you know, what you're responsible for at NAREP.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Michael. So I actually, I come from a background in multicultural marketing. So I started off in Spanish language media, radio, and publishing. And one of my assignments, I was actually working at Sherwin-Williams, the paint company at the
time. Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
We paint the world.
Exactly. Some very good paint. And I was in charge of multicultural marketing. So for those that probably aren't familiar, but it's pretty obvious that there are a lot of Hispanics in construction. And I was doing some research on just home ownership and came across a report that NARIT produces every year. It's called the State of Hispanic Home Ownership Report. And if you haven't checked that out, I certainly recommend that you do. It's probably our premier report and has been tracking really the growth of the Latino consumer since the beginning of the organization, now going close on to 24 years as a trade association. So to make a long story short, I became a sponsor and stayed in real estate ever since, had some stints at Anywhere Real Estate for several years. And during that whole time, was responsible for managing the relationship with NARAP and all the other associations that you mentioned as well, Michael. But the one thing that I loved about NARAP was that it was not just a trade association, your typical trade association, but it had a consumer focus. So the mission is to have sustainable Hispanic home ownership. And so we feel that the best way to do that is by empowering diverse realtors, but also loan officers and escrow title professionals in the industry. So our membership spans across the ecosystem of real estate. We're now over 40,000 members, nearly 100 chapters around the country, and from base sheer numbers, we are the largest minority trade association out there. And you know, there's no requirement to be a part of NARAP, and so we have to really be on top of our game when we talk about content, when we talk about our engagement with our leaders and our events. And so really, I think if you did a survey across the industry, people will always be surprised when they show up for the first time and see the level, the caliber of our events are really some of the top in the industry and even outside of that. So I can tell you last year, our national conference had over 6,500 attendees. And we've had speakers from President Obama to, you know, the top CEOs of different corporations. We've had Jennifer Lopez, you name it. I mean, it's beyond just real estate. It's really about economic empowerment. And that's really, I think, when we talk about where we're going into the future, we can dive in a little bit about that. And that's why I'm excited to share this conversation with you, because I think luxury, similar to yourself and your mission, is we want to see more Latinos in luxury as we see that the community itself has been evolving, not just from foreign buyers, you know, the strong strength of foreign buyers, and we can talk a little bit about that as well, but also just the wealth that is being generated now when we're seeing the rise of affluent Latinos in this country is also a great opportunity as well. So I'll leave it at that, and we can dive a little deeper.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. And, you know, as I mentioned, I'm a member of NAREP and ARIA and NAREB and the Alliance. And so, you know, addressing the elephant in the room is, you know, you don't have to be Hispanic and you don't even have to be a real estate agent. There's other trades that belong to NAREP because they want to be part of the mission. And, you know, I tell real estate agents all the time, the dynamic, the diversity in the United States is changing. And being part of these associations is important for several reasons. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about some of the benefits of a member of a real estate agent listening to this about, you know, NAREP. You know, there's a good chance that they might, depending on where they're at, you guys have local chapters at a lot of the big cities. How many chapters are you in right now?
Nearly 100 chapters. We've seen a lot of growth in a lot of non-traditional markets. So you're talking about like Indianapolis, we're talking about, you know, places like Nashville, of course. You know, it's not just in the traditional markets of Miami and Los Angeles, of course. And so we have tremendous coverage in that sense. But when you talk about the benefits, there's certainly many. I mean, I think I always try to put it into, if we're talking to our corporate partners and then from an individual level, but at the end of the day, we believe that this is where business and culture connects. there, we know that there's a substantial amount of business that happens among our network, both either from realtors providing leads to loan officers or from companies, corporations trying to find talent, right? Bilingual talent, people that are able to tap into this market, that understand this market. Those are some big of the primary ones. But also, I think just from a networking standpoint, you'll see that our membership is comprised primarily, for the most part, of full-time real estate practitioners, individuals that are not part-timers, that are in this full-time, that have developed some very successful businesses. We put out an annual report called the Top 250 list. So it's the list of top 250 Hispanic individual producers and teams. We also do that on the
email came office. Out yesterday, I believe.
Well, we had our State of Wealth report. Right now we're in the process, actually, from now until the end of February, we're going to be we're taking nominations. So if you're out there, you're Hispanic and you're interested in submitting your name into this list, please do so at NAREP.org. But this is really has been a tremendous fountain of recruiting talent, of individuals that understand this market very well and are transacting in a very high volume. So people want to be in front of top producers, as you know, right? They want to be in front of them. They want to network with them. And that's what we've done, a tremendous job of doing that and finding the talent within our community as well. And also leaning in on people that in our industry that have not been Latino, that are not Latino, but have been top producers. And so people want to hear from them as well. And so, the things that you offer, Michael, and the courses are so very important. We've tried to do luxury a few times in our conferences, and it's always one of the most well attended parts of our conference when we talk about luxury real estate. But I would say that's a big reason why people come to us, because of the content, the quality of our content. And that's really what keeps them coming to us and hopefully growing. And hopefully we'll see you. I know you've come several times, but again, we have a few national conferences coming up. Here, our spring conference, which is more policy driven, and then our national conference will be in San Diego later in the fall.
And if somebody goes to the website, which I'll put on the screen again, NAREP.org, National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. For those of you that just tuning in, Michael Lafito here. We were talking with the executive director, Jason. And Jason has been providing us just some overview, if you will, NAREP and benefits. If somebody wants to see if they have a local chapter, do they just go to NAREP.org and search local?
Yes, chapter? We have a bar there with all, you just look at local chapters, and we have a full map there for them to connect. But one of the benefits of being involved with NAREP is that all of our chapters are connected to the national organization. So if you become a platinum member, for example, a very low rate, about 149 right now, you can attend any chapter around the country. So a platinum membership essentially allows you the benefit of attending any of our chapters around the country, or you can join at the local level. But all the chapters are connected at our website for you to be able to join.
That's great to know. All right, here we are, 2024. You and I are going to be at a conference together, leading RE. You know, what's the vibe? What are you hearing from fellow NAREP members or even non-NAREP members? You know, overall 2024, first quarter, we're seeing, you know, still a shortage of inventory. There's a pent-up demand for buyers. Fairly optimistic, even though, you know, there's inflation and everything else. Election year as well. What's your outlook, and what are you hearing from, you know, fellow executives within and outside of NAREP?
So this is a great question. I think there's it's a double-edged sword for us. I think when we look at 2024, from one side, we see that the Latino market is actually a very positive, bright spot in the overall economy of this country. The Urban Institute a couple of years ago indicates that about 70% of net new home buyers from now until 2040 will be Hispanic. And so we have a lot of demand. The home ownership rate continues to grow among our community. We still have a long way to go. But overall, when we talk about household formations, when we talk about multi-generational housing, when we talk about first-time home buyers, Latinos are really driving the market around the country. So that's really a positive news. So if you're in the business of serving and working with Latinos, you're going to be in business for the foreseeable future. And if you're not, you should be. That's certainly, I think, what we recommend to anybody. At this point, it's not about doing something good for your community. It's about doing, being in business. And so you can have both, right? You can have, they're not mutually exclusive when you're talking about this market. Now, when you look at the other side.
Yes. So real quick, so those of you that are listening, Jason brought up a great point. So it's not a matter of when, it's going to happen, right? Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So again, the dynamic across the country is changing. And besides for bigger causes and education, Jason mentioned it's a smart business decision as well. You know, one of our authors in our book, Secrets of Top Luxury Agents, is Richard Silver out of Toronto. And Toronto is like Chicago, like a lot of major cities. It's a melting pot of culture and language and diversity. And so, and when he built his team, he built it in such that he wanted people from the various communities involved, but more importantly, on his team, from a language standpoint, from a servicing standpoint, from a diversity standpoint. So it's just smart business. And the worst thing that could ever happen is you have a potential listing or a potential buyer, and maybe they're Spanish speaking, and you don't have a team member that can service them. You're going to lose out on that opportunity, and that could be, you know, a lifelong relationship, somebody that you really enjoy working with, and it could be a financial hardship on your business if you don't work smarter than diversification. So that's another reason why I'm a big believer in these affinity groups is, A, the networking. He mentioned business and culture connect, but also it's good, smart business. So I just wanted to interject real quick there just to recap, because that was some really important points you made there, Jason.
No, absolutely. I thank you. And before I move on to my second point on the other side of 2024, which is, you make a great point in terms of the changing and evolving trends, right? And this is something we'll be talking about at Leading RE. And so I had developed back when during my Anywhere days, a diverse recruiting, basically a business plan for sales managers, for branch managers, so that they looked at more of things, not from necessarily a D&I lens, but more so through a demographic trend scope and in terms of where your business is going. But I'll give you an example. You're there in Chicago. There's a friend of mine. His name is Eddie Garcia. He is the broker owner, the founder of a company called Realty of Chicago. And, you know, Eddie started by himself, opened up a brokerage, started to grow that in an area of Chicago that wasn't the most desirable, right? When you look at some of those areas where Latino communities started to move into. You know, fast forward 10 years later, he has about over 450 agents. And now a lot of those communities, you're talking about Pilsen and Berwyn, you know, those are really starting to come up. A lot of wealth has started to build among the community. And he's had some major brands come up to him and wanting to, you know, buy his brokerage. And mainly because they've neglected a lot of those areas, those Latino markets. You know, they kind of focus primarily in, you know, Magnificent Mile and downtown, all those areas, and forgot that, you know, these other markets. And so I would say that's the same thing for all of you that are listening, is to be on top of the trend, see what is happening, because we're so focused on the transaction that we forget the long-term trends. So forget the headlines, focus on the trends. And those trends are going to help you guide your business, help you make the investments that you need to make in your business, hire the talent that you need to make, put out the marketing that you need to make to attract new customers. And that's the same way that I approach it. Same way that those that are here that are learning about luxury, it's really almost the same thing. A lot of the tools that you're learning from Michael, you can apply to this community, right? It is knowing your buyer, knowing your seller, understanding where they shop, where they work, you know, what how they things that they're passionate about and their families, all those kind of things. This is a relationship building, and so much so in the Latino market, it's relationship business that will generate referrals for years to come. So yeah,
No, that's a great point. I talk about passions, hobbies, and interest, right? So, you know, understanding passions and hobbies of interest of your potential client is important. You know, so passions, hobbies, and interest is really important. Understand how they think, you know, be relatable, be authentic. And one of the ways you can be authentic is just that, be understanding. Again, you don't want to be stereotypical. I'm Italian, so I always use my Italian jokes, but you know, you can't make the assumption, right? That like spaghetti and meatballs or whatever it might be. But the reality is be authentic, ask questions, and be professional. So really good points there, Jason. Thank you.
Of course. So the other side, I think, with for 2024 is essentially that we are watching a lot of everybody that's in the industry, we're watching very closely these commissions lawsuits that are out there. And I think that, first of all, let me state, we are an organization that is a separate entity from NAR. We are certainly have been great partners with NAR, but what we see out there in the marketplace for us, what is concerning is primarily what will happen if we decouple this cooperative agreement between the listing agent and the buyer's agent. I think for us, this is really a big part of our focus is really figuring out what will happen. What are the consequences of that result? And for us, we really see this as taking a huge impact on first-time home buyers, for those that are less sophisticated buyers potentially, which tend to be the first-time home buyer. And so without buyer side representation, we're very fearful of the future of this sector, and also just the barrier, the additional barrier that I think these buyers are going to have in the marketplace. So not even considering inventory, not considering affordability. I think that there's going to be big winners and big losers in this. And the losers are going to be first time home buyers, in our opinion. So we're trying to balance that. We're trying to balance the fact that we have a lot of momentum in our community for first-time home buyers, while at the same time know that we could potentially be in a more difficult situation that will take place. And anybody that works with first-time home buyers understands that there's a lot of hand-holding that is required. Many times, many of our agents and brokers are working with individuals for months, you know, at a time, almost like housing counselors, right? To get them to that point to where they qualify and they're able to purchase. And so, we're fearful of that. And we're working with our stakeholders. We're working with government officials and agencies to figure out what will need to happen if this does play out the way that the law firms want.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you echo what my friends over at the Alliance and NAREB and ARIA are saying as well. So unfortunately, sometimes the attorneys are the ones that win out on this thing. So hey, just a reminder, guys that are listening or watching, we have, and I'll put it on the screen as well, but we've just created a free report or an ebook, and it's called 7 Secrets to Break into Luxury with a $0 marketing budget. So check that out. You can go to luxurylistingblueprint.com, luxurylistingblueprint.com. Free copy, download, go to luxurylistingblueprint.com. So you mentioned earlier you guys have a spring conference, which is more on policy, and then you have your annual conference, which is typically what, September, October? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we have in September, we'll be in San Diego in our March conference in D.C. So starting March 11th. And so we're there at the JW Marriott, and it's our homeownership and wealth building conference. So typically we have representatives from all the major agencies, governmental agencies in housing, as well as the major brands and leaders from there. I will be actually moderating a session with Nick Bailey, CEO of RE/MAX, and Sue Yannicone, CEO of Anywhere Brands and advisors. So it'll be an interesting conversation talking about the value that we bring to the industry, to the buyers. So you'll definitely want to be there for that.
No, that's great. Well, Jason, I really appreciate it. Again, we highly recommend to our listeners you check out NAREP. You see if there's a local chapter. If there's not a local chapter, you can still be a member. They offer a lot of virtual trainings as well as their annual events. About 100 chapters throughout the U.S., so there's a good chance you might have a chapter in your market. Anything else that you'd like to add, Jason?
No, I think I appreciate you emphasizing the fact that this organization is not just for Hispanic real estate professionals. We have many within our membership that are not, and also leaders within the organization. And of course, we have a support from across the country. And so this is certainly a tremendous investment a well worth investment for you to be a part of this. And so I look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, Michael, and working more closely together to spread this opportunity of luxury real estate.
Well, I appreciate it. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of being around other like-minded, motivated folks. So that's another benefit of joining NAREP and some of these other people are going there not to complain. It's not a bitch fest, excuse my language. It's there to, hey, energize, figure out how to get more business, and it's best practices versus, you know, going to the local place where some of the local realtors are and they're complaining about their office, the market, etc. If people are investing in themselves and they're showing up, you know, then I'm a big believer you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? And so iron sharpens iron, like-minded sharpens iron as well. And so again, what you focus on expands. So Jason, you're doing some great things. I look forward to getting to know you more and seeing you more at conferences. And I appreciate what you're doing for the industry.
Thanks for the invite, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Again, just a reminder, we released this brand new downloadable report. You can go to luxurylistingblueprint.com, luxurylistingblueprint.com. I have it on the screen here. But if you go to luxurylistingblueprint.com, you can download this. And we're excited about our new book, Secrets of Top Luxury Agents. We believe it will be a staplehold. It will be a something that agents refer to for the next 5, 10 plus years. You can go to Secrets of Top Luxury Agents for more information there. Secrets of Top Luxury Agents. You can put your name on the list and be the first when we do the pre-release. Over 20, I think we're at 23 top producing agents. 7 Secrets is the free report, and Secrets of Top Luxury Agents is the book coming out. Again, my name is Michael Fido. I appreciate everybody. Keep raising the bar for the industry. And until next time, you're listening to another episode of Luxury Listing Specials. Take care, everybody.